But what do you do when the relationship that built you up, made you feel and look good, starts to do the complete opposite? Many have lost hope and given up on their marriages.
Hope is only found through Jesus Christ. In ourselves, we could not have made it through the rough times. But with God's help, we are here on the other side of the pain.
So this is your first book together?
Yes, it is. This is the first book. Tinashe has written 7 books with The Source of Wellness, but this is our first book together as a couple.
Okay.
And we want to give other couples hope that you can also fix your marriage if you're willing to work at it as a couple.
In this session, we'll be discussing the pre-discovery phase, which is a period of examination.
At that time, I didn't know who I was. I was completely lost. I was stripped of my identity. I just was acting out from the environment that I was surrounded in. So during this season of the pre-discovery phase, I was walking around not knowing who I am in Christ. I was in zombie mode. It is very important that you close doors when you get involved in a new relationship. You have to lay out the cards.
So Tinashe, can you tell us a little bit about what it was like in the early years?
I was in a state of denial. That's exactly how I can describe my state of mind back then. Mm-hmm. Being in a place where you can see the signs all around you concerning what your husband might be doing. I'm having dreams. I'm experiencing sudden input, I would say, from the Lord. And looking at my husband and seeing that this might be a reality here where he is stepping out of the marriage. But all along, I'm saying to myself, no, this cannot be true.
We are in session 2, the full disclosure phase, the period of purification.
The epic event is that time in history that changed our lives. From that moment of discovery, we saw everyone for who they truly were. All the facades were now being pulled down, the masks were taken off, we were in raw form.
This was a time in my life where I felt like I was locked up, like I was an animal in a cage, and I was totally vulnerable to the elements around me. Mm-hmm. You know, mostly I was sorry that I got caught, but it was genuine sorrow in me because now it's like, okay, I'm at the point now where I can completely lose my family because of the lifestyle that I was living. Well, I don't know if it paid off. I got caught, so that's not... So I don't want to say my research paid off. It paid off for a little while until God decided to pull the curtain on me.
Okay. So we know sexual addiction is one of the root causes of the situation, along with rejection and the search for acceptance, as you were talking about before. Tinashe, feel free to jump in here as well.
Sexual addiction all starts off in the brain. It starts off with images that you would see, images of pornography. Your brain captures that stuff. It goes into the memory bank. You don't know it at the time that this is starting to erode the way you're thinking, but it does. And as you become older, you start seeing other things where you start building on those images. And it's damaging for a young boy to even be exposed to porn. Now, in my case, and I was living in super denial here, and I use the word super.
This is session 3, the restoration phase, the place of inner healing. This is a portion of their book where forgiveness is shifting into the place where grief had taken temporary residence. While taking accountability, they both can now experience inner healing while moving into a place of redemption and consecration.
There's no reason for us to even fail. It's going to be a long road, but 2 hearts, 2 heads, 2 minds put together, we become unstoppable, and nothing can break that bond. And this was the first step on rebuilding trust, because like I said before, at the magnitude of what I've done, there was no more trust. Trust was not even in her vocabulary anymore. So I had to do everything in my power to regain that, and whatever I needed to do, I did.
Okay. So the epic event is over. What are your desires now, and how does it affect your new normal paradigm?
Looking at it as a way for God to take what you've been through, all these broken pieces, and build you up again into a masterpiece, something that God can use in the future and to be a part of your destiny, is what that helped us understand.
The period of complete closure. We are now in our 4th and final session, the wholeness phase. This is the final portion of their book where Jason and Tinashe discusses their journey to wholeness. us, the redefining of purpose together and as individuals.
Yeah, my new mission in life to compel others and talk about these issues about sexual addiction to young men and even married couples. I've walked this path, and I was at the point where I felt like my marriage had no hope, but God restored it. That's my mission.
My mandate is to take the message of living a balanced life in spirit, body, soul connection, teaching people through wellness seminars how to incorporate all the different facets, to coach, to educate, to counsel. That is my mission. Together, we'll take the word of restoration, healing of broken places, and ministering to the hearts of others.
What are your current thoughts and feelings about each other?
Well, I'm madly in love with my wife. I see her in a different light than I did when we first got married. And this ministry that we're working on together has really drawn me closer to her. I'm seeing skills that I've never seen before, I have not noticed, and I'm liking what I see.
That's awesome. I looked at him over the years, and I see a hard worker. I see someone who was fighting to save his marriage at this place where everything matters.
Okay. That's
yes.
Phenomenal.
He's at this place where he serves with a heart of joy. He's glad to open doors for me. He is very welcoming. He's warm. He's appreciative. We have so many big dreams, and it's exciting because we are dreaming together. We're praying together. We're praying for each other.
Okay. Well, I must say that your book, From Brokenness to Wholeness, reminds me of a bar of solid gold that is holy and pleasing and acceptable to God. And now you're moving forward in a ministry that is going to move the hearts of others in the same direction to wholeness.